This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A couple of years ago, I did an interview with Anne-Marie Slaughter. She had been the director of policy planning for Hillary Clinton at the State Department, and before that, a dean at Princeton University. And she had written a piece in The Atlantic magazine called Why Women Still Can't Have It All, Family, Marriage, and a Successful Career. We could have it, she said, if some things changed.
We can make it such that women and men can take time out in the sense of deferring promotions. And we can change the way we look at both men and women and say, look, wanting to spend time with your kids does not make you any less a committed professional.
Today, part two of that story, Andy Moravchik. He is a professor at Princeton University. And more to the point, he is also Anne-Marie Slaughter's husband. Talking about an article he has written for The Atlantic called Why I Put My Wife's Career First. Andy, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Why'd you feel the need to write this piece? I mean, it's been 3 years since Anne-Marie wrote hers.
I think our story is the story of a lot of couples. Like most two-career couples these days, we began marriage expecting to have it all. Equally intense and successful careers, splitting childcare 50-50. Yet as our kids grew up, they hit snags and required more intention. And at this point, in almost all two-career American families, the wife picks up the slack. She becomes the lead parent. But Anne-Marie's career as a university administrator, government official, public intellectual was more demanding and inflexible than mine as a professor. And so we made the opposite choice. Now we've joined only 4% of two-career American families where the lead parent is a guy.
Yeah, so you are statistically unusual. What does it mean to you, and I guess in the literature that you've read on this, what does it mean to be a lead parent exactly?
A lead parent is the parent who's on the front line of parenting, the guy who gets the kids up in the morning, puts them to bed at night, is on call all the time. And that's important from a career point of view because it means you can't really make long-term immediate commitments to be there for somebody else because you never know when you're going to be on call. It's not that Anne-Marie doesn't chip in. She does. She does a lot of stuff. But I'm the one who just has to be there 24/7 when stuff happens.
Yeah. The nut graph of Anne-Marie's piece was that women really today who want these high-powered jobs but also families can't have it all. What about now that you've been thinking about this for a number of years, what about men? Can men have it all?
Nobody can have it all. Parenting, jobs, life is one big trade-off. But we can strike a much better balance than we've been striking. And to strike that balance, what we need is to give everybody choice and flexibility. And the most important way we can do that is to make that choice and flexibility not just available for women, but for men. Because men are really stuck in a career-only option right now, and we can do much better by them.
You go to dinner parties and you say nothing stops a conversation faster than when you say your wife out-earns you. Kind of sums it up, right?
It does. And I think there's a lot of stigma against guys that don't put their career first. Our values are changing. So, you just have to look at the TV commercials to see that a guy who's 30 years old and spending a couple of months off with his little baby or toddler is adorable and admirable. But a 50-year-old guy who cuts back on his career to deal with a teenager who's having a crisis, that still seems weird to us, and we got to get over that.
Do you regret it at all?
I don't regret it. I think it was one of the best decisions I ever made. Being a working dad is liberating for men. We shouldn't sugarcoat it. I mean, it's a drag to yell at your two boys, get them out of bed and off to school in the morning. But it's worth it for the rewards of closeness and caring, for being the go-to person in their life and sharing all those ups and downs. And here's the bottom line. Studies show that at the end of their lives, most guys overwhelmingly wish they'd spent less time striving for the career goals other people set and more time caring for their family and friends. And I don't intend to have that regret.
Andy Moravchik is a professor of politics at Princeton University. His article in the October issue of The Atlantic is called Why I Put My Wife's Career First. His wife, because it matters to this discussion, is Anne-Marie Slaughter, who wrote a piece a couple of years ago called Why Women Can't Have It All. Andy, thanks a lot.
Thank you.